Now let's have some tea.
Or wine.
Cheers!
Hola, mi gente.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back for another Tuesday Tea Topic. Today, we are going to talk about the benefits of social media. I feel like the last two episodes on the channel, we've been talking about the negative, although not that specifically. We talked about, confidence, communication, and It was kind of, social media had like negative ties to those. So I thought it would be fun for us today to talk about more of the positive, like the benefits of social media and what social media can offer and what it can do and does do for a lot of people on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So like there's always pros and cons. So you're going to get like the good side and then there's going to be a bad side to it as well. So we're going to talk about that today. All right. So what I did, I think we both kind of wrote down like 10 things, or did you do 10?
Yeah.
I think we did like 7 to 10. We just wrote them down and then we'll like just go in and discuss.
And most likely we're going to have duplicates.
Yeah, the same. All right. What was your first one?
My first one was relationships. Wink, wink.
You do meet people.
And friendships.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. You know, when you sit back and think about it, like, I've met some pretty, like, incredible people through social media, right?
Definitely.
Like, do you ever sit back and think, I wouldn't know this person if it wasn't for social
media?
There's
a lot of people.
And then there's people that you regret meeting because of social media. It works both ways, yeah, but
so many.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of people that you would never think that thought you would meet through social media.
I think it's nice though, because in our last episode, I forgot what we were saying, but we were saying something along the lines of like communicating, like we were out meeting people, you know, we were out there talking to people, meeting people.
Yeah, then go and get it.
Whereas now, if you went, like, certain people, like, you could meet someone that lives close by, lives a half hour, you know, not too far, though. And the fact that you would have never met that person, because you obviously would have had to be at the right place at the right time to meet. Mm-hmm. And you have the opportunity and the advantage of being able to just meet them through social media. Like, that's pretty cool, you know, that is. Because that was actually my first one was connectivity, which enables people to connect with friends, family, and then new people regardless of, like, where you live.
Yes.
You know, I think that's probably one of my favorite things about it. Like, as much as it's like, you meet people that you're just like, oh God, I wish I didn't meet them.
Yeah. But. And the same, and also with social media, if you really don't want to be friends with them anymore, you don't have to be.
Yeah, exactly. We are all entitled to our own choices. So yeah, that's definitely a very good one. Number two, what was your number two?
My number two is building your business or brand.
Networking, that's on here too.
Yeah. So this is definitely the platform, or all of them, is definitely the place to be to market, to build your platform, your business.
That was my number three, was networking. And, you know, networking for like personal and career opportunities. And the nice thing is, I feel like when we had to network and market for ourselves, like you said, you had to go out and do it, like as a realtor, you know. And I know we still even have realtors now in the office that say it is more effective when they go out and they, you know, door knock and stuff like that, because it's a more personal experience, so they get to interact. But not everyone likes that. So, you know, I do not suggest that. I'm not a door knocker. I remember I tried it when I first started out in real estate, and it wasn't even door knocking. It was more like walking through the neighborhood and then talking to people in the neighborhood, giving my business card and stuff like that. But I feel like now with social media, I almost feel like it's more effective than going out, because everyone is on social media. I feel like you just have so much more of a broader audience that you get to reach, and you could do it for yourself. So, you know, back then, remember we would do like flyers, and I remember I used to do modeling for promotions. So they would use like images that they took on their flyers to promote and to market. And, you know, people spent money on that. You had to book the shoots. You had to pay for the things to get out. And now it's like, you can do that on your own, you know?
That's like the clip flyers.
Yeah.
Where when you wanted to know what was going on next week, they would leave you a vote that week, and flyers would be telling you what's going on next week. Now you just go online and you can see what's going on. You walk into the bathroom and there would be a poster of all the dates and everything that's going on for the month for that club. And I feel like with social media, kinds of people that are shy or don't know what to say, it makes it easier for them to kind of like talk to you, maybe gives them a little bit more time to think about what they want to say to you, unlike when you're like right in their face and they're just like, don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm. Plus nowadays you have to be careful, you know, because nobody trusts anyone or anything, so you can't just be knocking on people's doors. Because,
and that's what I think of too, when she's like, oh, I'm thinking about being like in the real estate world and have to do with the way they used to with walking around. And it's because I watch too much
crime shows,
like real crime shows. I see situations where women were in that field and be having one of the open house. And you don't know who comes to those open house. Mm-hmm. And it depends on what time you have them. And girl, you get killed.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Creepy.
And yeah, you just never know whose door you're going to knock on. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, hey, people that works for people, do you? I personally don't recommend it. I don't suggest it. I don't do it. Walking through the neighborhood, that's one thing. But yeah, networking, social media is, I think, one of the best things. You can literally, so many people have grown their brand and built their business from nothing because of it. So that's pretty cool. But that was my number three. My number two, I had information sharing. So like being able to like see news and updates or like things going on, just go right to your phone, like find out so fast what's going on in an area. You know, you find things out instantly now when it comes to information sharing. So I like that a lot.
Yes, I had that for like, what is that, 1, 2, 3? That was like my number six, spreading news and awareness.
Mm-hmm. Awareness. Yeah, that's good too. Or even if you want to look something up, you know that if you need to reach a certain company or something, you can kind of just look them up on Facebook or Instagram. That's even like, I know that's even a way where people like are like, oh, okay, is it legitimate? Are they on, you know, they even verify companies that way sometimes, that it is like a legitimate company. So.
Or vice versa, like companies verify you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of companies will look that up to see, I guess, to kind of like get a feel for who you are as a person. So
you're a good fit.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but I don't know. I have mixed feelings on that. But what else? What did you put? Did you do your number three?
We kind of like have some of the same things.
Yeah.
With mental health. Because then you can also be able to see what other people are going through.
I feel like I have mixed feelings with that when it comes to like mental health with social media, because I do feel like it makes mental health worse when it comes to social media. I do feel like that. Only because as humans, as much as we say like, don't compare yourself because it's not real, we do to a certain extent, right? But like you said, I love that social media gives everyone a platform, right? Anybody can make an account on any platform and have a voice and be able to talk and keep it public and anyone can see it. So I do like the fact that everyone has a voice. It gives them a platform to speak on. So like you said, there are people that can share their story. So for stuff like that, it's great. So it's like, yeah, it's, you know, the good and the bad.
Exactly. That's why I'm the same way when it comes to mental health with social media too. It can be very detrimental to your mental health
because
of the comparison. But I like the fact that, like she said, there's platforms, there's doctors that are on social media, because some people that are going through mental problems, they don't know where to turn. They don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. They don't know who to seek. So with all of this information on social media, they can find someone that can help them.
I always get very leery of people that are like, I don't use social media, and then like you really can't find them on there. I mean, first of all, I give them bad props because, wow, that's like incredible. But I also think it's a little strange. I don't know. I find it a little odd and weird. I feel like
you have nothing.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like it's like a little bit of a red flag.
Like you're hiding too much.
Yeah, right?
The same way. Especially if you don't have something as simple as a Facebook.
Yes.
Like my grandma has Facebook.
See, my grandmother doesn't. And I'm just going to make it. I'm just going to make her one. I'm like, oh, you need a Facebook. Yeah. Everyone has a Facebook. She has an iPhone and knows how to work it.
If it's just older pictures because one of their grandchildren
Like keep up with just her grandkids. Like even as simple as that.
There's people out there that somewhere along the line started it or tried it. If you haven't even ever started it or tried it, that's wrong. I don't want to do number that.
Awareness. That was number five. Ooh, education.
Education. Next one.
Education. That was a really good one. Mm-hmm. I remember. You can learn. I call YouTube University. Because literally anything you can. Need help figuring something out. It doesn't matter what it is. You can find it on YouTube. I remember very recently, there was one thing I couldn't find not one video on. And I said to myself, oh my gosh, Sienna, I don't remember what it was. I'm going to have to brainstorm this. Because I remember I was like, I'm going to make a video on this. Because I know I'm not the only one that searched this. And I've never found something that where you can't find at least one video showing you or teaching you how to do something. So I remember I was like, I'm going to do it because...
Everything on
everything.
YouTube. Like you can learn a new skill. You can upgrade the skills that you have when it comes to YouTube. They're starting to do that also on TikTok. Same thing. You learn how to cook a meal. Like you can learn.
I get so many recipes.
So much stuff on social media to level up all your skills.
Mm-hmm. And it even helps me study, like for school. I remember being in classes, I would go to the gym and then find, there's a couple like science professors that I would follow and look up whatever it was I was studying at the time and just go, I would review with them. And so, I mean, just everything from makeup to things in your house to car. Yeah. There were times I had to look up stuff and my car was making crazy sounds or doing, and you just find, I love YouTube. Yeah. I really do. And it's not only just YouTube. Like you can do the same things on Instagram and Facebook and just social media in general. I mean, even just the web, you know, it's like, it's endless. Which the other day we went to go eat, I don't know. And I said something like, what is it really called? A lava cake or a volcano cake?
A lava cake.
All right, I think I called it a volcano cake. And like my daughter didn't say anything when we were at the place, left or whatever. Like we're back home. This is later that night. And I must have said it again. And she's like, oh my gosh, mom. She's like, it's a lava cake. And I was like, it looks like a volcano. Isn't it a volcano? And she's like, no. She's like, you said that when we were at the place. And I was like, well, why didn't you correct me there? And I'm like, oh my, I feel like the like my grandma. Like, you know, you start calling things by what they're not, but you're just like, oh, whatever. You just go with it.
But when you say something, they understand what you're trying to say.
The guy got it. He went and got my little volcano cake. She was like, mom. And I was like, well, what is it? She's like, it's a lava cake. And I was like, oh.
And
like,
I get so embarrassed.
She didn't even sit. I think she did might have walked away. She might have walked away and was like, I'm going to go sit down. You handle that and I'm out of here.
I get so embarrassed if we don't say things correctly.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
I know. Yeah. I remember being like, oh, my grandma. I remember I used to get embarrassed if my grandma's like clothes didn't match. Like, it was so crazy. So I'm like, I hope I don't embarrass my kids like that.
Your grandma, she's so beautiful. I love her.
I know. I miss her. Abuelita, come to us. Come cook.
I don't even know what number.
I know. You know, because we're kind of just like bouncing all over.
Entertainment.
That's what I had too.
You know, there's so many places that are posted because people are constantly opening up new eateries.
Eateries. I'm rubbing off on her.
Try not to get bamboozled. But
well, it was funny because I never did, like, I remember always saving places, especially like places to eat. Oh my gosh, I have hundreds of places that we want to go eat or try or... But then, okay, we finally have like a day, all right, let's plan something. And then you go back and look and I'm just like, where the heck do I have all this saved? Where is it? You're trying to find it. So that's the only thing that's annoying. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not like organizing it correctly, the way I'm keeping things saved. But you do find so many good places to go. Mm-hmm. Even like spas and stuff, like things like that that we were talking about.
It's just, there's all
endless entertainment. Yeah. Yeah. You could definitely find. That's what I was going to say. So I remember, I think it was you and one of our other friends before we would go to a place, especially if it was like a place we had never been to, they would go on there and either look at the place or the hashtag, and they would see like, what's the place's ambiance? Yeah. Like, how do people dress there mm-hmm. usually? And I'm like, oh my God, I never even like thought about that. I just kind of like
night that we're going to see if it's something. Do they dress this way on this night? Do they dress this way? Like, just to see. So you're not walking in there like, because as you see, we like to dress up.
Yeah, that's why I think we're just like, well, I'm just dressing up. We're going out to eat. I'm dressing up.
But we don't want to be like, she's overly dressed up. But you just want to just, sometimes there's some places where you can just be comfortable. So
So back to when she said we got bamboozled. So there was this place. It's called the Loaded Spoon. It's in Freehold. Now, I'm not saying like the place is terrible or anything like that. However, we didn't know it was in iPlay America, so I don't know if there's other iPlay Americas, but basically it's like an indoor amusement park over mm-hmm. here in Jersey.
Like arcade.
So yeah, they have like arcade and rides, and it's supposed to simulate and look like an indoor boardwalk in there too. So that's like the whole thing. Which is great. It's a great place. Mm-hmm. I had my daughter's birthday party there before. It's really nice. But obviously, if you're going out with your friend, that's not a place that you would go. Well, at least like dressing up, like you want to go out to eat. We weren't going to play arcade games. So we see all over Instagram these pictures, the food, everyone's like the ambiance, everything looked great. And we're like, let's go. It's in Freehold. It's very close to where we live. We're like, let's go check it out. We get all dressed up. Thank goodness we weren't like crazy dressed. Like, we were just like dressed like nice.
Cash.
Yeah. Like back in the day. Like back in the, if you know, you know. So we go there and we're driving and we're like pulling into the iPlay America parking lot. I'm like, no.
As your addresses were getting closer, we're like,
no. I'm like, there's no way. And sure enough, it was in there. Now, I'm not going to... It was, the place inside was beautiful. Yes. Like the ambiance was nice. The food I wasn't crazy about. I know someone else that went there. My sister went recently and she said they loved the food. We had the lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I personally wasn't a fan,
impressed.
But the drink was phenomenal.
Yes, the drinks were good.
I did have the drink. Did we have an appetizer? I think we did, which we weren't like, it was okay.
It was like a common appetizer.
Yeah. The drink was good. That's all we could say about that stuff. But the ambiance was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, what I tell people, because people were asking me about it after, they were like, is it that bad? Or I was like, it's not like, if you're going there with your kids or something, like it is a wonderful place to like go sit and eat. Of course, obviously, I mean, if you want to pay that much to go sit in there. But for like to go out to eat with a friend or someone, I'm like, it's not my vibe.
Yeah, but. It was nice, but it was a little bit disappointing at the same time.
We thought we were going to like just not iPlay America.
But that's supposed to show you with social
check
media.
Location, because like people were like, you didn't look up the address, and I'm like, no, I don't know. I know it was in Freehold, but that's just stupid on my part.
What I said about social media, it could be so fake. It could be so smoke and mirror that you don't know until you experience it for yourself.
Yeah.
You can make anything look good.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Yeah.
On social media.
Yeah.
With the right lighting, the right colors, you know.
Wait, we're supposed to talk about the positive. You see, it always goes right back to the negative.
Positively check your reviews and what you're doing before you go, before you're bamboozled. Okay.
Yes, so that you don't have a negative experience. You know what? Yeah, you would think throughout all the reviews and everything that there wasn't anything bad said about it. That we know of. Then again, I didn't really look through comments.
Me neither.
That was entertainment. Oh, yeah. And then with the entertainment, I think what I had for entertainment, I had like memes and videos. It's endless. Like mm-hmm. to see all the memes and like even on there, you could just watch reels and there's so much stuff to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Even on YouTube, you can watch full episodes, shows, movies. So it's just endless entertainment, which mm-hmm. is nice. Like we have that at our fingertips all the time, which is something we didn't grow up with.
Also with shows that you don't know that are out, that's another place that it tells you about new shows coming out, new movies coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll never be bored.
Yeah. Oh, customer service, like support. I put that on there because I think it's so nice to be able to instantly reach out to companies sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. For me, I notice I will do that a lot depending on like the company, but you'd be surprised if you reach out, like if there's an issue or just whatever the case is, positive feedback, negative feedback, but just being able to instantly reach a company or something and send some feedback or if there's something you need help with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nice to have like that instant support, which I find is definitely a benefit of social media. So just to sum it up, connectivity, information sharing, networking, community building, awareness and activism, education, marketing and business, entertainment, customer service, and then personal expression, where mm-hmm. it just allows us to really express who we are and showcase ourselves. You know, it really gives us this open outlet to share things that we love, things that we're passionate about or admire. Because like we've said before, you don't go around sharing things, the downsides of our lives or things, you know, maybe here and there. But primarily when you look at people's pages, you see all this joy and things that they're proud or happy to mm-hmm. share, or, you know, so I like that we do have that outlet to express ourselves.
And then once you do see those things, it does make you work harder
mm-hmm.
for what you want and what you want to achieve. And it also humbles you.
Yeah.
To be grateful for the things that you do have. Because even though it does show positive things, there's some sides of social media that's not so positive in it. So it makes you thankful for what you do have. So mm-hmm. it does humble you. But at the same time, it does motivate you when you see people out there just, you know, doing this and doing that, and when you know you can achieve the same thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's just what you just said reminded me. I saw this post the other day on Instagram, and it was a girl. She was severely handicapped, you could see, or disabled. And she had, they had given her some kind of award or something for something she had done. I don't know exactly what they were presenting her with, but obviously it was something that she was very happy about. So she was crying in the video and just very, like, she was so grateful. The gratitude that she expressed in that video, I remember feeling so, like, empathetic, you know, you're just like, oh, like it touched you, right? And so I'm one person, I'm constantly going through the comments. That's like, I love going through comments. I just love seeing how other people think, or mm-hmm. sometimes I learn things from the comments. I enjoy it. So going through the comments, I'd come across one comment that someone had said, this just changed my day. You know, I go through feelings of feeling like overwhelmed, sadness, and depressed. And it makes me feel selfish that that's how I'm feeling, when look at this girl. She's so grateful and showing so much gratitude for what she just received. It's motivating me. It's helping me to say, you know what, this is what I have, all this that I can do with myself. And it showed me gratitude. So when I read that, I was like, wow, you know, I was sitting here feeling empathy, and you're right. It almost shows you, you know, and obviously I'm very big on, just because someone has different problems than yours doesn't mean that their problems or your problems are bigger and mm-hmm. vice versa. I'm very big on everyone's entitled to their own feelings. Doesn't matter what you're going through, your feelings are valid. But I just like that person had such a different perspective on it, that they brought a positive thing mm-hmm. to it, where you weren't feeling sorry for her, but it was almost like she was providing motivation to others. And you could see feedback under those comments of, like, people were like, wow, that's such a great way of looking at it. So I really admired that, and I liked seeing that, and that just reminded me of, you know, you could see that.
There's this person that, actually there's more than one that I follow, that she doesn't have her arms, and she does her makeup with her feet. And there's another one that I know that doesn't have either, and it's just the nubs of their arms. And they do makeup, and they kill it every single time. So when you sit here and look at yourself, and you're like down in yourself, like there's times where I'm like trying to do makeup, and I'm like in a rut. And then you see people like that, mm-hmm. that just are so happy, so freaking confident, and they kill it every single time without a problem, without being sad for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it just goes to show you
that
just be thankful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. Well, that's a good way to like end this. We should share their handles below. Them. That'll be nice to share. So that's pretty cool. I want to see. I remember you telling me about that one time. I want to see that too. So we'll definitely share that information. But so just like with all good things and bad things, there's always bad that comes with the good that comes with the bad. It just comes with the territory. But I would say I think that there is definitely more benefits to social media than there are negative effects. But just with mental health, that's the only thing that we have to worry about. But I think mental health, regardless whether there's social media or not, I think it's a big issue. And you know, I'm just glad that it's kind of being talked about more and people are being more open with it. But I think gratitude and thankfulness is a good way to end this episode.
Where's our wine?
I know. You did the same thing. I think we patiently or not so patiently wait till our episode's over so we can grab our drinks. Although you see me sipping throughout the episodes. This one here, she always like waits until we're done recording.
I'll to even enjoy it at the end.
She's normal. All right, guys, don't forget, like we said, please subscribe, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell just so that you're notified anytime we do upload anything, and leave us some comments and love down below, and we'll see you for our next episode.
Thank you.
Love, light, peace, vid, and see.